from the ArmeniaProud.com studios.
Genatsit Hayed.
This is A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. A comprehensive look at the Armenian culture. Only on the Lineup Media Group Podcast Network.
Genatsit Hayed Pai Luis Inch Pesek. It's April 15th. And welcome to our show, Armenia Proud. We don't have Chris today. Chris is out. I think he's looking for advertisement for our show, and we can't go wrong with that. We always need advertisement. And I've got my partner here, my longtime friend, Armand. Armand's an Armenian just like me, and he said, you know what, I'd love to be on the show with you. And Armand.
Pari Luis.
Pari Luis.
Fire.
Genatsit, yeah.
Genatsit.
Anyway, did you hear our last show?
Yes, I did.
Wasn't that outstanding? I mean, people were really involved in that.
Learned a lot that I didn't know about that situation.
Well, you know the thing about it, man. I just love when the first Artsakh conflict came about in 93, I think it was? 93?
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's been over 20 years, yes.
There was no social media.
No.
There was nothing in anything remotely close to. I'd have to stay up late night and listen to BBC or NPR or something like that to get it. Now, whatever happens, man, it's right there. We're seeing everything.
I remember my exposure to it. I went to California for a trip, and I met some people from Pasadena. And these nice people, they had a soldier from the Armenians that came, he got his nose shot off, literally
off.
So all these Armenian doctors in L.A., totally for nothing, totally for free, reattached. I mean, they took skin from other parts of his body and made him a new nose.
I met the guy. How did it look?
It looked good.
Beautiful.
It was amazing to me.
That
was the first exposure I had to what was going on over there.
I'm telling you, Armand, you're seeing it a lot more right now to where Armenians are so much together. And I'm going to give a little shout out here for some of our sites that I've been going to get information and so forth. And God bless them. I am a descendant of the survivors of the Armenian genocide. Big site there. Biggest Armenian group on Facebook. That's excellent. Armenian Fighters, Armenian Hub. I tell you what, the list goes on. And these guys, these groups, I find so much information. I find it so galvanizing with Armenians being together. And it's beautiful. In the first conflict, there was nothing like that, like I said.
No, of course not.
So whatever we're getting top-notch news from our people. And you know what sucks? I got to tell you this too, man. It sucks that these Azeris get on my site. And I've been just sitting there. I've been just deleting them, man. I get tired.
They respond on your site?
Dude, I got to sit up. I got to sit up. These damn scavenger vulture bastards, they get on my site and they start putting stuff on there, and you know what? I comment, and then I delete my comment because I think it's really, really damn rude what I just wrote too. I'm trying to be professional and have my Armenian people say, you know what, that's something that we write, but you shouldn't write that. So I delete it, and I say, you know what, let me just get them off.
So you're not going to descend to their level.
No, and the thing is, I don't look for their site. I don't go looking at Azeri sites and so forth. You want to preach your garbage, go to your own site. You know,
well, that makes sense.
But. Yeah, but it's not like that. Nope. And they always go around saying that we're starting it. You can even see it on the social media. They follow us on social media wherever we're going. They're following us anyway. And some lady in Los Angeles, she had an Armenian flag up. I think this was yesterday or day before. I think it was yesterday actually. She had an Armenian flag up, and then she got a letter put right by her mailbox saying, basically threatening her if you don't take down the flag. You know what she does? She puts two flags.
Good for her.
Two Armenian flags up and says, basically, blow it out your ass. We're gonna be proud Armenians here, and God bless. I'm telling you, man, Mariam told me, you know, yesterday, Mariam's our cook. She gives great recipes and so forth, and we'll be talking to her later on. And I called her up, and we were talking, and she mentions to me, hey, John, I've been really depressed. I've been really depressed about what's been going on in the news and so forth. And I'm, you know, and I just, stopped and I reflect. I go, you're so right, Mariam. I've been in the same mode. I haven't been cheerful at all and all that. But you know what? Maybe it's time that we stop feeling bad about this and just, like, get together. And I know they're attacking us from the Azeri side. Now I heard there's a country, Turkmen or whatever, they're joining in. Who gives a crap? I mean, you know what? If we have taken on these people for thousands of years.
It's been tried before.
Thousands of years. And you know what? Those people there in Armenia and Artsakh, they think of this like the Vikings do. I mean, we welcome it. You know, you want to mess with us? We're ready for you.
Well, they're certainly united and ready to go to battle for what they believe, what we believe.
And it's the entire diaspora, too.
Yeah, from, everybody, of course.
From
of course.
One region to another, from one country. That's what we have to do, folks. Not to say that I don't want to talk about any inner conflicts in Armenia to where the government and all this stuff, fine. But right now, I think we should focus in on who's out there and who wants to hurt us. And that's the Azeris and the Turks are right around the corner, too, and they're saying they'll back the Azeris up. So my point is, let's not bicker with each other. Let's get this thing right. Let's know straight ahead who our enemy is and not worry about who took whose sandwich in Armenia or anything like that. Right now, we got to focus in on A number one, and that is the Azeris.
Well, yeah, this is an existential threat. I mean, we have arguments. You and I have arguments, but they're petty.
Right.
When push comes to shove, you know, we'd kill for each other.
Exactly.
If we had to.
That's the brotherhood, yes.
That's how it is.
That's for sure.
We're a family.
And we do definitely have a site on our Toast to Armenia site. It's the government of Nagorno-Karabakh. It's the Artsakh government, and it's a donation site. And I know, folks, you've given, but you got to keep giving. You got to keep giving. You can't stop now. I mean, this is something that could go on for a while, so we have to brace ourselves and help those people out over there. And the government's put up a site, and we put the site up on Toast to Armenia, and it's a donation for the government to get whatever it needs to protect itself, basically. So that's beautiful.
Worthy cause.
And donations are coming in, and you can find that on our site as well. I'm sure you can find it on other sites, Armenian sites that I mentioned earlier. But definitely check that out and see what you could donate. It's for a worthy cause. And on the bright side of things, we had a weightlifter, an Armenian weightlifter.
Yeah, you showed me her picture. Wow, she is one strong woman.
Yeah. Nazik Avdalyan. I hope I said that right, Avdalyan. And she's 69 kilograms, which is 159 pounds for all the Western people like me that aren't familiar with the kilograms that good. Nazik lifted 105 kilograms, which comes to be, I think, 231 pounds, you said, right?
Right, that's correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
And her clean and jerk lift was 132 kg, and that ended up being 281 pounds. I mean, that's what set her over the top, and she won the European Championship weightlifting contest with that one.
I assume she'll go to the Olympics.
Yeah. Oh, God. The European champion has to go to the Olympics. That's her thing right there.
That'd be nice.
Gold medal, beautiful.
Huh?
That's beautiful.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, gold medal there, and we have one in the gymnastics. We got a guy that does the – is it still called the horse?
Yeah, the pommel horse, right?
That's it. And he got silver in that one. So, okay. And our weight –
At the Olympics? Or,
yeah.
Or last?
There was – no, not at the Olympics. It was another
World
European Championships.
Or something?
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that was about a month ago. And our – Wrestling team still looks fit and ready, tough. And we have one
boxers,
that's the
wrestlers.
Well, our wrestler,
weightlifters.
Yeah, our wrestler. He became the world champion.
We're gonna have. I bet you we're gonna have several medalists in wrestling.
I think so
too. Sure. Probably, maybe even a couple golds.
Yeah,
they have got some stud wrestlers. Well,
what was cool about Nazik too, when she won, right when she walked off, she's breathing heavily from the lift and
yes,
all that.
I'd imagine that.
And then she turns around and says, hey, you know, in Armenian, she said, whatever I did, it was for my Nagorno-Karabakh people.
Oh,
and
good for her.
Artsakh people, we love you. And that's beautiful, man. I mean, it's stuff like that, that the soldiers see that, the people see that. That is really brings up morale.
Well, it's stirring when they're like, I wish we could. I don't know if that was on Facebook. I didn't see it, but if she's standing on the, you know, the platform and they unroll the flag,
right.
That's what's nice about the Olympics.
Oh my God! And
that's
song came
deal.
On our national anthem,
the national anthem,
and she sang along with it. And I tell you, the hair on my arm stood up, man. It was
that's
beautiful.
Stirring. Yes, that's what we need.
What else do we have on the news right now? We've got the. You know that site I did, that ad that I did with the...
I saw that, yes.
You know, that was real vodka. That was real vodka.
Oh, yes, I know. I know.
And,
you were a little tipsy.
I was a little tipsy because it took like 7-8 takes on that one because they kept saying, you're not smiling enough. Yeah, all right, let's do it over. And then they said, you want to switch over to water. And I said, you know what? You bite your tongue. We are Armenian.
We are doing our Olvi. Right.
We are doing our Olvi, and we're not taking any water.
We don't do phony commercials.
No. So seven,
so how many?
Eight takes. Yeah,
wow.
Eight takes, and that was eight shots within like.
That was fast.
15
too.
Minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember.
Unbelievable, but hey, that was great that you guys got involved in that. I had so many people messaging me. Emails came in left and right about that. That was beautiful. And for you guys to share that, that's outstanding. Thank you very much.
Hey, you've got some loyal listeners.
I do. And the thing on that, too, is we want you guys to do a toast, do a post and a toast, you know, for our Armenian troops out there, hashtag ArmeniaPro. That would be great, guys. I mean, something like that, you're doing what you can. You know, I know that you guys are going to be sending donations with your churches and you privately sending money and so forth. But stuff like this on the social media, I'm telling you, this is just as effective as you sending money as well. Because, you know, our troops see this. Our other Armenians see this. And we're all getting together. We're all working as one on this. And the motivation, the morale, everything plays a big role in this.
Spurs everyone on.
Yep. Exactly.
Very important.
Exactly. Like I said, the 93-94, when we had that Nagorno-Karabakh conflict where, you know, we won the war, but you know what? We had to sit up late night to know what the hell was going on. We'd have to hear from our church people on a Sunday what transpired over the week and so forth. Now everything's coming all out.
Instantly.
And who's to say one of our troops or a whole company didn't sit back and watch me do that toast to them. That makes them feel happy. And, you know, my friends, it doesn't stop with me. If you do it as well, again, it goes a long ways.
They're not alone. They're not forgotten.
They're not alone.
We support them.
Of course.
That's,
great.
That's
great.
What
yeah.
they have to be told over and over again. Because, I mean, I can't imagine what they're going through. That's
Yeah. Just knowing that any day that they could be under attack—
You could be killed. It could be the end.
Yeah,
right there.
And we don't want to think that. I mean, on the
but
positive,
it's a war.
It's a war.
They're fighting for our country.
And the thing on that is, we're always sitting back waiting for them to do something first. Because if we go out, then all of a sudden they say, "Hey, look, they
we're
just
the
attacked
aggressors.
Us. Yeah,
we're
they
the,
just attacked
the
us. They
yeah.
just attacked us." So we have to sit and. That's the crappy part about it.
We have to be reactive.
We have to take the first shot.
Yep. So. Unfortunate, but that's true. That's what has to be done.
And
it puts us at an instant disadvantage, obviously.
Oh, there's no question about it. Anyway, we've had we don't have a guest this week. I just felt like these last 2 weeks, I thought that maybe we should get our message out a little bit more about it. And we're going to have Mariam on with her recipe. We're going to have Ani on. And I told the gals, I said, look, let's try to pick this thing up again. Let's try to make it fun for everybody. Let's make something. Let's make a light out of this bad thing right now and try to do what we can to make everyone happy about it as well. So I don't think our first segment made anyone happy, but you know what? We're moving on. We're putting the bricks back together again. And you know what? For my Armenian people out there, we love you and we're thinking about you. And whatever you guys need from us too, let us know. Drop us an email at armeniaproud.com. And you know what? We're here for you.
That just, guy last week was great. Well, you the ambassador's...
Ambassador. Yeah, ambassador's son.
Yeah, the ambassador's
Arthur.
Son. Yeah, Arthur, right?
Yeah, and you know what? I tried to reach out to him, and I didn't get any call. I hope and pray everything's okay with him.
Yeah, he's all right.
And, yeah, Arthur, we're thinking about you and all the troops out there as well. So, anyway... We're gonna have Mariam up next, Mariam or Ani, whichever one we get a hold of first, and we'll do our segments. And if you have any urges right now to buy anything on Amazon, go through us. You know, it's right click away from our site. And once you get on our site, it's on the right hand side. If you're on your phone, you probably scroll down to the bottom, go to Amazon, and once you click on that button on Amazon, you don't have to see us again. You could shop away, get whatever you want, and hey, we get credit for it, and keeps the lights on here. So we love you, and show us a little bit of love back. If you're buying anything from Amazon, think of us first, and go to armeniaproud.com.
It's been almost a year since I just thought 24th is coming up. We had the march last year. That was the most amazing thing I've ever participated in.
You were there.
In L.A. I don't know how many people, 150,000. It was unbelievable. You couldn't see the...
How did you feel?
It was something. I don't know. You couldn't imagine. You'd look behind you. You couldn't even see the end of the line. And we were walking down. We were marching down Wilshire and Sunset. And it was about 7 miles.
How were the people reacting on the streets?
It was great. That's what I was going to say. These people that I know they're not Armenian, but they're in the offices and things. They had Armenia signs up there. Go! It was great.
You're kidding?
Oh my god! I took pictures. These people in office buildings waving at us, and, giving us the high five and the power sign.
That's really beautiful. That's beautiful. In
amazing.
The City Hall at nighttime in L.A., they had that thing lit up with the red, blue, and orange.
Yes, I can't believe it's already been a year since. Yeah.
Well, that was a
100th anniversary. Obviously,
it's going to be in what a week and a half.
Yeah,
April 24th again,
coming up. Yeah.
Do you think, Armand, that this has had some sort of the Azeris and the Turks did something to correlate with this timing?
Yeah, I wouldn't put anything past them. I mean, that's.
I mean,
entirely
last
possible.
Year they came up with this whole BS about. The Australians and the Turks fought there at
Gallipoli. Yeah.
Yeah, and so they had their big anniversary.
It was, that's true.
For that.
Yeah.
And they didn't even acknowledge. And it was the same day, April 24th, they made it out to be that day. So, you know.
Quite a coincidence.
Yeah. So now this time around, too. They're so evil, man. They're so evil.
We marched down to the Turkish embassy.
Yeah.
And there were some Turkish supporters out there, maybe a dozen. Now, there's 150,000 Armenians.
Yeah.
Nobody threw anything at them. Nobody did anything to those people. It was amazing how nice they were. These people, nothing got out of hand. Nothing got violent.
Yeah.
We let them say whatever they wanted to do. And, nobody said anything
to
them.
You're so right, man.
There's 150,000 of us, but nobody said anything. We gave them respect, and we let them say what they wanted to say.
Well, the thing is, even our people on these sites, I didn't agree with this, but, she said, hey, we're Armenians, and those dead Azeri soldiers have moms and dads as well. So maybe we shouldn't be talking about their dead as we are right now. And to me, man, that's fine and dandy. They got moms and dads, but their moms and dads are just as bad as those soldiers for them to brainwash these kids thinking that...
Yeah, it's the government. I think it's the government. Sure, they have families,
a lot to do with the
these
government.
People, yeah.
But how much of...
The government.
How much
terrible.
Can someone be like a sheep to just... They see the wealth of this Aliyev guy. And every time they march towards the presidential building to say we want fair wages, all of a sudden he points to the West and he says it's those people, it's the boogeyman, it's the Artsakh people that are doing this.
Well,
and then all
focus.
Of a sudden they just, oh, okay, well, let's turn around here, let's march over there.
You have to focus your hatred on somebody. So they obviously, that's...
Then why wouldn't they keep us... I guess this is what they're doing. They just have skirmishes. They love having us there. We're a deflection of their wealth.
Yes.
The president's family, man, they're like the most corrupt
they
family.
They use it politically, yeah. It's perfect. It's perfect.
So...
Scapegoat.
Anyway, guys, we're going to go to our other segment now with our gals, get some... great recipes. See what Mariam's got lined up. Let's see what Ani's got for us on the energy healing side. And
hey, Jono, we got Mariam on the line.
All right, great, Brian. Bring her on. Hey, Mariam, how are you?
Hi, Jono. Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Chris is not here right now. Today he went off. Actually, he's been gone a couple of days doing some advertisement work. So. Wish him best of luck. Let's see if he can bring us some ads.
Great. Good luck to him.
Yeah. Hey, I was mentioning in the show earlier about how you and me were talking about, you know, how things, you know, how we felt and everything about what's going on over there in Armenia. And I told the people how you felt. And then I said, my God, that's exactly how I feel and so forth. And you want to talk a little bit about it, everything that's been going on in your head and just like everyone else that's Armenian out there?
Yeah, sure, of course. It's natural. You know, when you're passionate about something and not just, you know, the Armenian, we live in the United States here, and anything that happens to this country, our heart aches and we get, you know, there's a range and people get really angry. 9/11 is an example, you know, the terrorists and all that stuff. And our troops go to war and they're protecting our nation as well. And as an Armenian and as an Armenian who grew up here, I feel, you know, so sad about all the soldiers, you know, that everything that's happening in Armenia. However, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, fear and hopelessness kills much faster than the guns. You know, if you fear something and you know, you're down and you're depressed, you're not helping out anybody. Those guys, they give up their lives so all Armenians can live in freedom. So I think that they, you know, we owe them that much, you know.
I couldn't agree with you anymore on that. And you're just seeing, like I mentioned on the earlier part of the show, you're seeing how Armenians are just getting together, and social media has been a blessing for us to find out what's going on and so forth. So, yeah, it's and you know, the thing about it, Mariam, is our shows, we got to look at productively as it keeps going, and it's going to bring smiles to people's faces, and maybe even our troops on the front line, you know, they listen to this, or maybe their parents listen to this stuff too, and you know what, it's the least we could do.
Yes, I agree, and they didn't give out their lives for us to, you know, become down and depressed, and we need to move on, we need to get stronger, and you know, you take positive out of everything or anything, and look at it this way: they reunited Armenians all over the world, and we're together. We stand as one.
Oh, totally right. Mariam, what do you got for us? What kind of What kind of recipe you got?
Yes, back to cooking. I actually did this recipe a few days ago. And the first time I did, about like 2 years ago, I just wanted to do something different for Christmas. I made this. It's a pork loin, and it's actually wrapped with bacon.
Wow.
And it's so simple to make. Yes, it's very simple to make. You don't even have to season your pork because bacon has so much flavor. And I usually use the one that has no antibiotics, you know, natural. And the particular one that I use has pepper crust around it, and it's thick cut.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is I just basically wrap the bacon around the pork loin, and that's it. And I put it on a tray, the baking sheet. The only thing I do is a sprig of thyme, fresh thyme, or if you have rosemary, you can put that on top, a little water or wine on the bottom. You cover it up, and you put it in preheated oven for 500-degree preheated oven. And when actually you see that it's already golden brown, you know, it's sizzling, you bring the heat down to about 400 and let it kind of cook a little bit more. Take it out, let it rest, and then cut it. It's so simple, and it's so delicious. Honestly, you can't go wrong with that one.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
How do you get the bacon to stay around this pork loin?
Bacon is so sticky because it's so fatty, so it sticks to it. When you start wrapping it, it just sticks to it. It doesn't.
How much bacon do you use?
It all depends. I use about 3 to 4, depends how long the pork loin is or how big it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you have a big one, I mean, definitely you're going to use a lot of it.
See, I thought you're wrapping this thing up like it's mummified with bacon.
You can do that too. You can line them up like a sheet, like very close to each other, and then you can kind of roll it. I've done that too.
Wow, that's pretty good. You know, as an Armenian though, I'm really getting angry with you on the no garlic. There was no garlic. We have to have
bacon
the
and garlic.
Door. Oh, goes with
bacon
everything.
And garlic? No, maybe onions.
Really?
I don't know about garlic. You can definitely try.
Well, maybe I love garlic. And you know what we would have done is we would poke holes in this pork loin and then stuff these garlics in them. So that's just me.
I'm pretty sure that's going to taste really good.
There you go.
But that's the American recipe. That's my American side of it. But I have one Armenian that's going to actually... I have this wine. It's Armenian wine, pomegranate wine. And Chris is not there to hear this. But I know he loves pomegranate. And this particular wine comes from Armenia. It's imported. And you know what? It's in our Whole Foods store here in Pasadena. I was very impressed when I saw it. And, you know, Whole Foods stores, they don't take, anything that's not. So, yeah, and it's so delicious. This, you know, it's semi-sweet. And you can pair this with, it goes really well with pork. And you can pair it with duck. You can pair it with chicken. And, like, some cheeses that are very strong, like French cheeses, like brie or blue cheese. And this particular wine is so great, and it's called Tree of Life, I believe, and there is the producer is in Armenia. I don't remember the name, but I can look it up. But it's really delicious, so I usually buy this, and I drink, you know, I love wine, but this particular wine goes really well with pork.
What's the name of this wine?
It's a pomegranate wine, and it's, I think, called Tree of Life.
Tree of Life, and they could find this at Whole Foods, or...?
They can find us in Whole Foods, and I have two of those, actually another one that I posted last night on my Cooking with My Armenian page, and they can find that and the other one as well.
Wow, so now, here's the Jono thinking now. Now we've got holes in this pork loin, we filled it up with garlic, and now we've drenched it in this wine. And then we've wrapped it around with bacon, and a lot of bacon.
Okay. Hmm? Great idea. I should try that next time.
You see, I don't mean to be moving in on your territory, but, you know, I'm a cook.
No, not at all.
I love to cook, and every time you give me an idea, I do it. I made
not
that last one with the, what was that, the bamia one? The okra? I did that.
Okra.
And that was all
I
because
know,
you.
Going...
Yeah. And that tasted pretty good too. I think that wine thing, that wine now is very sweet too. That pomegranate is very sweet wine as well, right?
You would think it's very sweet, but it's not. Have you ever had port? It tastes very similar. But it has, for me, this is when I open the bottle, I can smell the cognac. So it has, it's different. The Armenian pomegranate wines are a little bit different from the ones that you buy from here or from somewhere else. But it's, when you taste it, you can taste that, the seeds of pomegranate, and when you eat the seeds and you have that bitterness in your mouth
right.
afterwards, the aftertaste, that's exactly what you're tasting. And it's amazing. It's really good wine.
Okay, so the pork loin, do you measure it by the weight being in the oven, or what was that last part that you mentioned before you pull it out? How long do you leave it in there?
500, pork, you don't want to cook too long, but at the same time, you don't want to leave undercooked.
Yeah, you don't want to die.
Not very healthy.
Yeah.
Right. So usually what I choose is the small ones and like the thin ones. And I get those in the pocket. I don't know how it comes in your areas, but usually they're packed, one or two inside.
Right, yeah.
These are not the big ones. If it's big ones, then you got to cook for hours, probably for an hour or so. But these don't cook that long, probably like half an hour to 45 minutes.
Okay. All right. So you're talking about maybe like a pound and a quarter longer one,
yeah.
right? Okay. Yeah, I was looking at the ones that are like 4 or 5 pounds, and you could put like potatoes on the side and so forth.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you check my the site, you'll see I have a photo posted with actually to potatoes. That's the time when I made it first time and I have to tell you, I even made it once Thanksgiving instead of turkey. I made a pork.
God, that turkey's so boring and it's so dry meat. I'm tired of turkey. Anyway, yeah, I'm tired of Turks. Turkey and Turks, I'm tired of them, so keep them. Anyway, Mariam, that's great, and we will be with you next week. You got any plans going out this weekend?
Still finishing the construction. Still, we have a lot to go. So we haven't been doing anything over the weekends except that and, family, kids.
Okay.
Hoping in the future we have vacation coming up, and we'll talk about that more.
Excellent. Excellent, Mariam. You can find Mariam's great recipes on Cooking with My Armenian Family. And she's also on Facebook. If you got any questions, she's got her own site as well, Cooking with My Armenian Family. Can't go wrong with that. Thank you, Mariam.
Thank you. Thank you, Jano. Have a nice weekend. Brian, you too.
All right. Take care. I tell you what, Brian, that was delicious. That sounded really good, man.
Sounded amazing.
Yeah, that pork loin. Pork loin. And you know what? I got to throw my own little thing to it, too. I gotta have the garlic. I gotta have the wine with it too, and all that. And that bacon that sounded really damn good.
It was a good addition, Jono.
Yeah, thank you. Hey guys, if you're out there and you're looking for great shows, Lineup Media's got some real, real good shows. And one of my favorites, besides this show, of course, is Let's Get It On. And it's all about MMA fighting, UFC with Big John McCarthy, and we've got Sean Wheelock as co-host on that show, and everything you want to know about UFC fighting and what's going on inside the octagon and outside the octagon, you got to tune in. Let's Get It On podcast.com, and you can't go wrong with it, my friends. It's a great show. It's part of our Lineup Media. If you're not into UFC fighting, we've got a great lineup, and that's at lineuppodcast.com, right?
lineupmediagroup.com.
Okay, I came close that time. It's lineupmediagroup.com. lineupmediagroup.com. Okay, so I got it right this time. Anyway, my friends, we've got some great shows. That's one of my favorite ones. So check it out. Once you get done with our show, you could always kick into that one. And John, one time, even mentioned the Armenian Genocide, which I thought was really cool of him. I mean, out of the clear blue, someone called in on the show and said, how could you guys be talking about UFC when the Turks got away with the Armenian Genocide? And he really expressed his view on it. God bless him. and check it out, and you'll enjoy it. Hey, Brian, I think we got Ani on the phone right now, right?
Yeah, we do.
Yes, you do.
Excellent. Ani, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Well, Chris is in here. Yeah, Chris is in here. It's me, and Brian's working the boards and helping me out as well. And I had my new guy here. I tell you, he was on one of my shows in the past, Armand, and he's a doctor and a screenwriter, and he joined me on the first half. So we've got him and me just talking about what's been going on with Armenia and United States and so forth. So,
hey, anyway. Just a little update. I don't know if you've heard, but you remember your guest, Matthew Karanyan?
Yes, I love him.
He just won a gold medal for his book.
You're kidding. The History of Armenia? I got that book. It's a beautiful book.
He's been winning all these awards. Like, he's a finalist. I've been following it because, you know, he's awesome.
Isn't he? He's a great guy, too. Every time I talk to him, the guy just enlightens me about what's been going on. You want to talk about someone positive. That's the man right there. God bless him.
Yeah, so
couldn't have happened to a better guy.
The international community is recognizing his work for Armenia, so it's really nice.
That's great. How's the mood right now in Armenia?
It's much better.
Much better. Excellent.
It's just the unknown. We don't know.
Right.
So everyone's just kind of prepared for anything, to be honest. So that's type of mood that we're dealing with. And there's still all these drop-off locations. You can bring soldiers, kind of care packages, donate. There's a lot of efforts to help in any way.
And you know what? On that note, Ani, I mentioned on the show earlier how social media has really helped out this time around to where, you know, we've got so many sites. Again, I'm a descendant of a survivor of the Armenian genocide. Great site.
I love your
site.
Posts in there.
Yeah. Biggest Armenian group on Facebook. That's a great site. Armenian Fighters, Armenian Hub, so on and so on. And you folks out there need any type of information, I am sure that these groups out there have donation sites up, and they are willing to share it with everyone.
You.
So.
And we're all over the world. So
all over.
Staying united. It's great.
It is. It's really good. And Ani, what do you have for this type of mood to where you want to bounce back? You want to get back on the positive side? And
how about we talk about some old school therapy that we're all kind of familiar with? The cupping. The jars, the hot jars placed on the back that, have you ever had that done? Or do you know what I'm talking about?
I have had this done, and I think it really helped me out a lot with, believe it or not, I had a big temperature, maybe about 103. And this was in when I was like 11 or 12 in New York, and my dad said, lay him down. So I laid down, and the next thing you know, there's these pickle jars. They got these pickle jars. They ran out of pickle jars. Then they got these scotch glasses.
Those are perfect. Yeah.
And to be honest,
because they're round.
And then they lit these toilet papers on fire, and then they put it. They cupped the cups right on my back, and then all. I didn't get burned. It was just smoke coming out of it. And I thought this is the biggest bizarre witchcraft thing that I'm dealing with here. But you know what? Somehow, I don't know what happened, but I felt better. Yeah. I felt better.
Great. For anyone out there who is not familiar, that's kind of the old school technique is you take the jar, preferably round. Some people even use shot glasses if they have to. You take a piece of cotton, you put alcohol on it, you with tweezers, you light it on fire, you put it in the cup or the jar very quickly, take it out, and then place it on the back, and in the area of pain. And actually applying oil on the back beforehand helps, because you can, after like a few minutes, move the cup around to different areas. But it's really great because, like you mentioned, it helped you with your temperature, but it helps with so many different things. Pain, deep scar tissue, regeneration, connective tissue. It helps with knots in the back. We all don't like those, I'm sure. Swelling. There's just so many different kinds of things that it really helps. So,
Ani, can I jump
really
in?
Always, yeah, well, of course.
Where did this originate?
Uh-huh. I hope you were going to ask that. Look, they found evidence for over it goes back to over 3000 BC. They found evidence in Egypt, China, ancient Greece. They say Asia Minor or Eurasia, which I know they're talking about Armenia. Let's be real.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's been going on for a very, very long time. So the problem is that with modern medicine, they kind of criticize the practice, but if it's been working for thousands of years, I don't think we need that much like
really
proof. It's like not fair, you know. Even though I would recommend either a grandma who knows what she's doing or right. grandpa, but there are medical professionals out there that are practicing, such as like Ayurvedic doctors or doctors of Eastern medicine practices, and some people nowadays are freaked out from the cupping. So there are alternatives. There are like non-fire kind of suction devices people are using, made out of silicone, or there's these little machines that just, you know, suck the skin off of your back a little bit, but it creates like these bulging bruises on the back.
Wait, and I didn't that's have any of that.
Really?
I had like a redness it's to red. It, and then it was gone. It was it just disappeared. Maybe it was my mom, and maybe it's because she made lefmedrin like a half hour before she got on my back, and maybe she had that garlic all over it too.
Well, yeah, when you're younger, it recovers quicker, and they probably kept it on for not a long period of time. But the longer, you don't want to keep it more than 5 minutes, you know? But it basically oxygenates the blood. It's really, really good for all kinds of detoxing reasons. So I like it.
And now, do you
it's
practice
very international
this?
You know, I don't offer this service, to be honest.
right. I mean, does Sarkis do this to you whenever you're feeling like sore in the back or anything?
No, but you know what? I think I'm ready for a session. I've done it like to like family members and close friends who trust me. But the thing is, with nowadays, you kind of need like a license to practice all kinds of things. And
who needs
it,
all that?
I know. You know, that's the problem. Like sometimes the need for having a license kind of ruins things, to be honest.
Of course.
But also it helps in a lot of ways. It's very interesting kind of dynamic.
Yeah.
So I like this practice. I always recommend it. But people, you know, if they have a really bad history with blood pressure, or if they're leaning towards a lot of fat being kind of clotted in the blood, I wouldn't really recommend it unless they see a doctor first and ask if it's okay.
Yeah, I'm sure that would go with my wife, who's a doctor. And I've told her this in the past, and she goes, "Are you kidding me? You people did stuff like this?" I go, and we loved it.
And it worked.
Yeah.
But it's also people use it for arthritis, fertility issues, even skin problems, because it rejuvenates the blood cells and the flow to the skin and the muscles. And it's also used to detox like psychological kind of weight. to be honest. A lot of people have described really, really good positive experiences mentally, physically, and emotionally afterwards. So
excellent, excellent.
Yeah. All
right, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you got going this weekend, Ani? You got anything going with our man Sarkis?
Yeah, I mean, we're not traveling anywhere this weekend, unfortunately. I still have a lot of work to do because, you know what, working at the American University of Armenia, there's so many events going on in April that's regarding, you know, genocide awareness and different international speakers coming and scholars. So I'm busy with those events and covering the news. And I'm also hosting a workshop on Sunday.
By the way, pal.
Energy stuff. Yeah.
By the way, I seen that post you put up. Radiohead is coming to Armenia?
They're coming to Tiflis, and someone made that event in Armenia, and I got really, really excited. And then I found out that it's fake. And then I found out that they're working on it. So I really hope Radiohead comes here.
Oh, man, that would be great.
Really awesome.
That was one of my favorite bands.
Yeah, like in Armenia, like out of all places, like how cool would that be, you know?
Yeah, I wonder if System of Down could talk to some bands, do something again.
I was just
going to
mention, there's a petition flying around on Facebook, I'm sure it'll be easy to find, that people are petitioning for System of a Down to perform in Stepanakert in Artsakh.
Holy
cow. So that might
be
a big thing, yeah.
Oh my God.
Wouldn't
that be great?
I'm definitely signing that, definitely.
Oh, Jesus.
I wanted to ask our listeners if they can add comments to this post because I'm curious about different experiences of other people have done cupping and like how it's benefited them, or even if like someone is against it. It's just nice to hear comments and, you know, interactions.
Of course.
Yeah.
And you can find Ani's great site on Facebook as well, and that's Energy Healing Armenia, right?
Yes.
Great. I finally got one site right. I even hit my site again bad, but we edited. This is podcasting. You do it all over again. That's beautiful.
Yes, you can.
Yes,
it's
yes.
The beauty of it.
All right, Ani, this has been fun talking with you, and I'm glad to hear Armenia is looking positive. And
we're bouncing back for sure.
We're bouncing back. God bless. And we're watching you guys, and we love you guys out there. And again, like Ani mentioned a couple minutes ago, if you guys want to donate, there's so many sites out there, and you could definitely find a site that just
The Powerhouse Foundation. Serge Tankian of System of a Down is really pushing
I gave to that
people.
One, too. I gave to that
wonderful.
One, too. Yeah, I gave
wonderful.
To that one. And this last one that I'm about to give is the government of Artsakh itself. So that goes 100% everything. And that's on my site right now on Atost Armenia. If you guys look at that, it's right there. And all the proceeds go right to the government of Artsakh so they could buy whatever they need to help themselves out. So,
and you know, you're helping out by giving a toast to Armenia. I saw your
Ani,
your
that took
it was awesome.
That took seven, eight takes.
Wow.
I finished half the bottle doing that, and I tell you, one more take, I think I would have dropped.
Yeah,
because they kept telling me you didn't smile enough on this one. Okay, let's redo it. You at the
or
ending,
they were just messing with you.
Oh God, it was rough, but I finally got through it. And you know how much support we got on that? That was unbelievable. We got over, I think we got over like 400 shares on that.
Wow, that's amazing.
With different sites, we put it on different sites, and we got over 400 shares on that, and over like 400,000 likes on that with different pages and all that. It's been unbelievable. Thank
Amazing.
You so much, guys. And that's all we're asking for on that, too. Put a hashtag Armenia Proud and do your own toast and put it on our site. Put it. Let's, you know what? That's the thing
let's
about
get it. Going.
Yeah, let's.
Yeah,
that's get the thing going. About it, Ani. Why not have people see the good side of this, too? You know, I mean, we're talking about
Absolutely.
Every day on Facebook, I'm seeing little negativities and so forth. Let's show them how proud we are of our troops as well.
And you let's show them how epic these Armenian speeches can be during a genots.
Yeah, you like that.
Really epic stuff in this lifetime.
And the flag in the background. I was so scared that someone's going to say, you know, that Yerakuin, the bottom, looks more terin than Narancakuin. It doesn't look orange. And I'm like, please, no one complain about that. And we couldn't get it orange. That was the best.
It's technically Tiranaguin anyway, so the color of the apricots. So it could be a little yellow, it could be a little orange.
Well,
no
then
worries.
That's great. No one's complained yet. So, all right. Well, Ani, have a great weekend. Tell Sarkis I said hi, and we'll be in touch. And take care. And again, you can find Ani's site on Facebook called Energy Healing Armenia. It's a great site, and, you know, it's nothing but positive. Thank you, Ani.
Thank you.
Wow. Great session. Great session. Mariam came through. Ani came through, and I didn't know what we were going to talk about. You know, I didn't really line up any guests. I thought this was going to be all about just talking and so forth, and it went so fast, my friends. I tell you what, just our prayers are out for you guys out there in our front line. We love you guys out there, and stay tuned. We'll have a great show next week, and again, go to that site on the Toast to Armenia and ArmeniaProud.com, and you'll see me doing a shot, and we'd love for you guys to pass this around, too. Let's make this thing happen, and hashtag Armenia Proud, and share it with your friends, make a toast, and pass it around. How beautiful is that? From Brian, Jono, Chris that's not here, and Armand filled in great. We are out of here. Genatsa Kisher Party, my friends.
Tune in next week for another episode of Genatsa Hayed, A Toast to Armenia with Jono Kabenjian. You can find the show online at ArmeniaProud.com or download and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. Plus, join the conversation on social media at facebook.com/ArmeniaProud or at ArmeniaProud on Twitter. Get all of the Lineup Media Group shows at lineupmediagroup.com. Oh.